Part of our work here in the church is to teach Christians how to practice their faith at home or at work or at school, not only during the hour they spend in the sanctuary worshiping God. So this year, we decided to bring back a tradition that had been practiced for many years in this church, but had been on pause for several. This is the tradition of the traveling Jesus, a gift bag with a little baby doll Jesus inside, wrapped in swaddling clothes. The traveling Jesus comes with a couple of picture books that tell the story of Jesus' birth, and a journal in which children and their parents can write prayers and poems, write questions and stories about their time with the little baby Jesus, and draw pictures or insert photos. I just got it back tonight, and I'm so curious as to what it might contain. This simple activity cultivates a place in the imagination where children can wonder about Jesus, and he can begin to take up space in the stories that occupy their minds. The bag has passed hands from family to family in our church during Advent. The last family to host the traveling Jesus let me know that their daughter reported back to her parents that the little baby Jesus was a girl. Jesus was a boy, her mother gently corrected. No, the girl repeated confidently. I'm pretty sure baby Jesus was a girl. History does not tell us the exact year Jesus was born, but we know from both the Bible and from independent secular scholars and historians that Jesus lived and that he was male, that he spoke in a particular time to a particular social and political culture. And scholars have split hairs over what can be proven about Jesus' life and teachings. And some of these studies I find truly fascinating. But the most important aspect of Jesus' identity is something that a four-year-old child hosting a $5 plastic baby Jesus doll in a bag is somehow beginning to grasp in a way that the best exegetical scholars and theologians sometimes cannot. A little girl hosting a baby Jesus in a bag for half a week decided Jesus is like her, a girl. She sensed in this imaginative family exercise something that our historical confessions of faith struggle to explain using words, that for us and for our salvation, God came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of Mary, and became truly human. God came to share our common lot, to be one of us, Emmanuel, God with us. The intimacy this little girl felt as she cared for this little plastic baby Jesus is the beginning of a sense of connection with and a care for Jesus, who is so much bigger, so much more profound than what a toy figurine can symbolize, or even than what we can imagine. This is a Jesus she may come to know as a cosmic, holy, eternal Christ. When we meet God in that place of initial connection, that moment when God decides to put some skin in the game and experience our lives as a vulnerable human experience, we see the deep and personal love that God has for us. What a gift. And God knows what it is to be born, to know fear, and to know the comfort of human touch. In Jesus, we see God experience what it is to make friends, and what it is to lose a friend, to be seen as a leader and to be hated as an outcast, to be born and to die. In Jesus' life story, there is a broad palette God uses to know us, God's creatures, more deeply. What would it mean for us to seek God with the same depth and intimacy that God felt when choosing to experience human form? Do we die and become born anew in divine skin? I suspect the experience is much closer than that. A Jewish tradition teaches to welcome the stranger as if he or she might be the Messiah. Jews are still waiting for their Messiah. Christians believe he has already come. But Jesus did not come as a one-time historical event. Every year, every Christmas, he is born again in the manger and continues to be born in you and in me and in a world that is aching to know his love. Jesus is born in the people who do not look or act just like us, just as much as he is born in us. Jesus is born in the foreign face of a stranger, in the crippled body of an elder, in the joyful face of a child, in the shell-shocked face of a refugee. Jesus is among us, and he is already looking to find you. Can we in turn look to find and welcome him? Jesus is among us. What wonder, what joy. Amen.